We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Because Alex Cora is going to throw you his very best. He's not going to save the queen in the chessboard. He's going to come at you with whatever he has. And if Espiveta or anybody else there, he's going to mix match. And there's nobody like Alex Cora. He really has the Alex Cora effect on this magical Red Sox team.
Well said, A-Rod. Well said. Time now to talk to the manager. I know what that Alex Cora effect is. Alex Cora interview is brought to you by Arbella Insurance and Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox. Major League style at minor league prices. You can visit Zenni.com. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. AC, how you doing?
You see, that's my guy right there, Alex. He's amazing.
Can you explain,
yeah, explain that to us?
The Alex Cora. Alex has the Alex Cora effect. Like, what is the Alex Cora effect?
Alex Cora. I don't know. I got effect in my family when I have to make breakfast and, you know, clean the dishes. That's what I do.
But he's
the man, bro. He's the man. A-Rod is the man.
So he's we love him here.
I don't like him.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's our favorite guy in the world. Different conversation, probably for another time.
All right, so let me ask you, AC. First off, congratulations on to the ALCS.
Thank you.
If you could pinpoint one thing, why did you guys win that series against the Rays?
I think offensively, we were relentless. We were really good in game one. Timmy and Pete and Mark, the way they game plan against them was almost perfect. It's a great pitching staff that they believe in what they do, stuff-wise, up there with the best in the league. And one thing we did, we were very aggressive in the zone. We didn't expand that much. We used the whole field, and we didn't strike out. And when you do that, good things happen. And, Vasquez with the 12 hits, you know, the last inning was perfect, you know. Christian, two out hit. We bunt the ball. Shaw puts the ball in play, and then Kike 0-1, he hits the ball in the air, and we were very relentless. We were really, really good about it, and we got to do the same thing with this pitching staff that we're going to face. They do the same thing, different shape of pitchers, different angles, but if we stay humble and we take what they give us, we're going to be okay.
So I was curious. Travis Shaw, he takes second base. Was there any thought of leaving him there, or no? Like, did you think that maybe they walked Kike so hot?
And then you got Rafi Devers behind him.
Yeah, so. And there's some swing and miss there. You set something up, I don't know, basically. But then you could walk the guy. Who knows, right? But you weren't thinking about it.
No, take second. If they pitch around Kike, we got Rafi Devers. We'll take that any day of the week.
One of the other big things, I think, in that series, too, was, like, your fourth and fifth starters, right? And how can Pivetta... It seemed like that's where they didn't really have that, right? Yarbrough's not in the roster. Walker's the other guy, maybe. And it seemed like that played a bigger role, the way you use your starters in the postseason.
That's something we talk about it in spring training, and we did it in 18. We didn't have a chance to do it in 19, of course. But I think our medical staff and what we do in spring training and the first few months of the season give us a chance to do what we're doing now. And we limit the innings, we limit the pitches for a reason. And in 18, everybody praised us. In 19, everybody criticized us. But now, this is how we map it out. And you know, Pivetta throwing 97, 98 with a breaking ball. Tanner, of course, he was hurt during the season. So that kind of like worked into our advantage. And there are certain guys in that bullpen that we haven't used yet. And I think they're going to make a big difference in the next series against the Astros. But you know, having guys that can go multiple innings with plus stuff is a must in the playoffs. And those two guys that you mentioned, they were huge for us.
So obviously, you mentioned the Astros, and you're moving on to play them. Is there any part of you that wanted to just avoid playing the Astros, and other than the fact that they're good, but just to avoid just the off-field drama and the storylines that are going to kind of follow you throughout this series?
I mean, we don't live in a perfect world, right? So it is what it is right now. But one thing for sure, I understand what people are going to ask, what they're going to talk about it. I've been talking about it the whole season, so they're going to get the same answer that I've been given the whole time. I would love people to actually focus on the people on the field. There's a lot of talent, and there's a lot of good players. It's two great teams that are fighting for the same thing. Of course, they're going to talk about what happened in 17, but you know, I hope you know people actually get locked in for the right reasons. And it's Xander Bogaerts, Carlos Correa, Enrique Hernandez, Michael Brantley, and so on. And hopefully that's the case. You know, it should be a great series. It should be very interesting with the way they do things over there and the way we do things here, and it should be fun.
See, I think, you know, and I'll end it with this, is that I would hope that this brings this whole issue to bed, and there's closure with it, almost capping it, almost like, you know, everything coming full circle.
Unless you know, we win this one, then, you know, you might have to play the Dodgers.
Oh, then it's worth talking about. Then it's worth talking about. And we'll do it one more time.
You know, we'll do it one more time.
Yeah. Right. We'll do it one more time.
Yeah. Actually, that I thought about it this morning. I was like, well, you know, we win this one, the Dodgers win, you know, we got to keep going. But I'm okay with it. You know, I've been very open about it. And, you know, what else I'm going to say?
Yeah.
So you seem you're very emotional after the game. We were talking about this before. Like, as professional athletes, you sign up for this. You sign up for social media. You sign up for the articles, but your family doesn't. Was that kind of like the toughest part for you? Was that really what you were reflecting on, what they had gone through?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the media back home, the newspapers, you know, the articles when they came out with a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was every day, and you know, I made the mistake, so I handle it. I'm good, you know. Like, you know, if you tell me whatever you want to tell me, hey, you know, it's part of it. You know, I was part of it. I you know, made a mistake, but for them, obviously, they paid the price, and that was the hardest part. And for them to come here, you know, I was telling somebody from back home earlier today, it's like right now at the house here, it's like when you play travel ball, you know, you got your sister and your nephews and everybody, and there's like beds all over the place, mattresses all over the place, you know, and they get up in the morning and they cook breakfast and then they lunch and they watch baseball the whole day. So it's a very, you know, When we're here, is a family thing, you know. I don't care who wants to come here, who wants to stay at the house. You know, we fly them to Tampa, to Houston, because they deserve it, man. With all the sacrifices throughout my career, and obviously for everything that happened the last few years, they deserve to enjoy this. And that's why I'm so happy. You know, I'm happy for the organization, happy for the players, but happier for the family that finally they can actually breathe and enjoy it, you know, and that's awesome.
Okay, so we're talking to Alex Cora. So if you got the Alex Cora effect and you are, in fact, Alex Cora, what does Dusty Baker have? Like, do you
good
know
players,
about Dusty Baker?
Good players, man.
Just that's it. So it's easy to manage. He's just got great players.
Good players, and he, you know, he's been doing this for how long? For a long, long time. You know, he almost won with the Giants against the Angels. What year was that, Lou?
Ooh.
03?
Yeah, 02, I think.
02, right around there, right? And he's been good in every place he's been managing. He went to the Cubs, and he was great. With the Reds, he was outstanding, and now with the Astros. You know, that's a very talented team, but you need a leader. You need somebody that can, you know, help him to you know, to get to this point. And Dusty Baker, you know, he was a great player. He's been a great manager, a guy that, you know, everybody respects in the game. It should be fun managing against him.
We were talking to Alex Cora. Alex, game one, Eddie Rodriguez threw 9 changeups in the first inning. He threw 9 the entire game the other night. It was aggressive. Fastball was good. In the zone, uncomfortable. Cutters, sliders, making people move their feet. How do you keep that aggressive E-Rod, kind of rather than going back to the changeup to start a game like he did in game one?
Yeah, you live and learn, right? And we talk about the Yankee series. We learn a lot when we got swept here. So we come here and we won, and we learned a lot in that game too. You know, they were good. Actually, if you look at the game, you know, you the next day, I think the Franco double, right? It was a changeup that it wasn't great. We got Yandy, you know, that was a ground ball to third base, and he was safe at first. The thing that we were disappointed or upset about it, you know, and Eddie too, is fastball command, and he kind of like nibbled with his fastball.
Mm-hmm.
When he went in, it was way, way in. You know, it was not a non-competitive pitch. And here from the get-go, he was very aggressive, like you said. Velocity was up. You know, obviously they faced him 3 days before. Probably they were expecting something else. But the way we're preparing now with Jason and Bushy and Walk, Christian and Pla have been amazing. And I think we've been able to make adjustments quicker than in the regular season. And that's part of the playoffs, right? Preparation and information. And Eddie, he bought into the concept to be aggressive, to use his fastball, and he did an amazing job.
So, Chris Sale, I was a little surprised to see him up in that pen, especially here, and he threw a bullpen earlier that day. So what can you tell us about him? And is he – do you have starters for game one, game two? Is he still in this rotation, right?
He's still in the rotation. He's going to be a big part of what we're trying to accomplish. You know, he was probably going to come in with the lead in the ninth because the way they were set up with the lefties, you know, there were a lot of good matches for him. So he's ready. He feels great. We're going to meet probably after the workout today to go over the rotation, how we're going to map it out. But, yeah, he's part of the rotation.
I mean, he must be going crazy. I mean, one inning, 30 pitches. I mean, in the series just being so just fun and dramatic. I mean, how's he been – holding up, I guess, mentally.
Actually, you know, a lot of work in between starts, a lot of video, and trying to find what are we missing. And, you know, it feels like it's mechanics. You know, there was a big session, film session, like you guys call it, right, in football.
Sure,
two days ago. A lot of people just looking at a few things, and hopefully we found it. And, you know, from now on, he's going to be Chris Sale for us, and it's gonna you know, give us the opportunity to win ball games.
You know, I now know why I think Kyle Schwarber is so successful in the postseason, because what I saw from him the other day, and you correct me if I'm wrong, because I've seen bat flips, emotional moments, but by far the funniest thing I think I've ever seen on a field, like in that type of moment, what he did at first base.
Yes, and I think honestly, it sends a message to whoever we're playing, like, they're good and they really don't care right now. They're playing loose, right? Like, if you're on the other side, you're like, that's funny. Like, oh, God, you know, they're playing loose. You know, like, they have nothing to lose. They're relaxed. They're playing good baseball. And it was awesome. You know, I saw Manny hit a home run against Rodriguez, the walk-off against Anaheim, right? David hitting big homers, and honestly, that was like the coolest moment ever, you know, like just him, his reaction, and the reaction of the fans, that was awesome, you know, and he's been great for us. The quality of the at-bats, the play at the end, down the line, that wasn't an easy play, right? That ground ball, I think it was Choi, if I'm not mistaken, against Whitlock, you know, in between hop, he got to it and he got to the base. Smart individual, too. He didn't want to flip that one. You know, he's like, no, I'm taking this one. So we're very happy with him. He's been amazing in the clubhouse. I think right now, yeah, we click on the field, but in the clubhouse, you see them now in the dugout. This is the most fun, obviously, we had the whole season. And let's see where he takes us.
So take me through game three there in the ninth inning, because a lot of people were wondering the move itself. Like, when you pinch ran for Schwarber, it wasn't for Santana. It was for Dahlbeck. And a lot of people wondering, you know, how tough was it to pull him in that game? And why Dahlbeck and not a guy like Santana to score on a double or something?
I mean, Bobby is one of the fastest guys that we have. If you guys look at his sprint speed, he's up there with like Danny. I think he's the third fastest guy that we have. And we wanted to keep the defense intact in that situation, but he's one of the fastest one. Mm. The other one that probably people were wondering, it was why not run for Christian? Adam was going to come in the 10th inning, and we wanted to keep Christian as long as possible if something bad happened, if we didn't score, because of where they were in the lineup, and obviously with Adam, you know, the running game comes into play. We were going to bunt, you know, if Travis gets a hit, it's first and third, we take that one, and then we have Kike. But then at third base, we have, you know, we had to do it. And that's why we ran to second, and, you know, it worked. But where we at roster-wise, mm-hmm. you know, we're playing with one less player, probably position player compared to other teams. We have to be very careful with the way we use Danny, with the way we use Plavecki, with the way we use Shaw. And that's why sometimes you just got to stay put.
Hey, let me give you one more, because a lot of people are saying if Whitlock had two in him, why even go to Brazier?
I mean, have you seen Brazier the last 15 outings? You know, like, I mean.
Oh, no, listen, I think Brazier, yeah. Robles, you're going to keep running those guys out there. But, yeah. You know.
Nah, I mean, we had the matchups. We didn't execute pitches. Mm-hmm. There were fastballs down, and they took advantage of it.
Okay, real quickly, update on J.D. Martinez. How's he feeling?
He's feeling good. He's ready. Everybody is. I think this 2 or 3 days off are going to benefit a lot of guys in that clubhouse. And we'll be ready for Friday.
See, it's nice. It's playoff mode, and we asked you all these questions. You could have very easily said, we do what's best for the team. Mm. You know, like your buddy Bill Belichick, because you guys are tight now.
My guy. We're tight. That's my guy.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, listen.
Tickets for Sunday?
Huh? You need them?
Cowboys? Somebody out there? Yeah. I need seven.
Oh, seven. That's it. Yeah,
every coach or manager we talk to tries to get tickets through us. Yeah. We don't have access to tickets.
Well, your daughter wants to bring all of her friends to the game? Is that what
it
is?
No, she's not going.
All right. Well, listen, Alex, hey, thanks for joining us. Good luck. Good luck this week against Houston. I know it should be a good one. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Alex Cora.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.